My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Plenty of good stuff for you going on today. We're hopefully going to have Jason Trusnick here in just a few moments. Daryl Ryder's going to join us at noon. Charles Robinson at 1 o'clock. But I do know a lot of you still want to continue to talk on about what is going on with the soreness issue with your starting quarterback. And, you know, we made a little bit of a joke going to break there that maybe this is a little bit of overreaction theater on what's happening with the Browns because, you know, you come out yesterday and your head coach now says that, you know, Deshaun Watson has soreness in his arm soreness. So now we're sitting here trying to figure out if there's more to this, if this is bigger picture stuff. What exactly is going on? What exactly is going on, Jeff? You tell me. You're the mastermind. You know it all.
I'll tell you what's going on.
Tell me what's going on.
Overreaction. Sorry, it's a preseason game. Is he going to play?
Baskin and Phelps present Overreaction Theater.
Get me to September 8th. If he doesn't play then, and then we can talk. And we can talk about the leading up to it.
I think it's overreaction theater when Kevin Stefanski steps to the podium and says, hey, Deshaun's rehab from coming back from the surgery is not gone as planned. And he is not starting the first game.
That's not overreaction. That's fact.
Yeah.
If Kevin were to say that, that would be fact. And I don't know that Kevin's playing any games here. You know, maybe they just haven't decided. If they haven't, I'm stunned. But if they haven't decided, whatever. You don't need to play games for a preseason game. The Jets just announced Aaron Rodgers isn't playing, right, Dan? He's not going to play in the final preseason.
That is correct. Aaron Rodgers not playing his first game against the Niners.
Right. Just say.
Did he play at all in their other two? I can't remember.
My guess would be no, but that's merely a guess. He never plays in preseason.
And he didn't play last year, right? So, boy, he needs reps.
Well, we saw what happened in the first game when he had no reps going into it, right?
Well, there you go. But that, you know, that's maybe luck. That had nothing to do with no reps. It had everything to do with, what is Achilles snapping?
So, yeah, you just never know.
You do never know. If they're playing some coy game now, Andy, is he or isn't he playing against Seattle? Well, that's unnecessary. I would completely play that game going into the Dallas game. Make Dallas think, are we facing Watson? Are we playing Winston? Do we have to defend each guy differently? By all means, you're playing that game that week. Right now, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's hear, because I just want to hear, because, I mean, we did have a lot of overreaction, or at least that's what I thought in the last couple of segments, and then the phone lines went berserk. People want to talk about it. So let's hear what they have to say, because I want to hear what Browns fans are feeling today. Ed is in Elyria. Hey, Ed.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for the call. First of all, I just want to get my points out as far as real quick about the offseason signings. Up to this point, I've agreed with most of everything AB's done, a lot of the things he's done. But this offseason, the signing of two people, and it relates to a comment Jeff just made about Winston. I have zero confidence in Jameis Winston. I believe he's a professional moron, not a professional leader. Jerry Jeudy. Those two guys are going to be horrible signings. It's just my opinion, and that's what I'm going to say. Now, Jeff, you said that the Browns preferred Winston over Flacco. why would you say there's a specific reason, or is it based on a reason that I'm thinking of? I think
there is a specific reason, Ed. They didn't sign the one, and they did sign the other.
And that's bullcrap, Jeff. Because, I'm sorry, Jeff, I didn't let you answer, but I'm thinking the Browns really did prefer Flacco over Winston, but they knew, like you guys know, if they brought him back, as soon as Deshaun was hurt, you wouldn't hear nothing but Flacco for the rest of the year. Flacco.
Ed, disagree with you on that one.
It was poetry.
You might have heard it. If they had preferred Joe Flacco, they would have signed him, and Flacco would have been happy to return.
Poetry in motion, like Cooper said. So don't tell me you're going to go from that to a professional moron. But thanks a lot.
Ed, listen, I'm not. I do agree with one thing Ed said there. If they brought Flacco back and Deshaun got hurt, you'd hear a lot about it. He's right. I don't think he's wrong. I think.
Well, what do you mean if Deshaun got hurt? Will you play your backup quarterback?
Yeah, I know, but people would be screaming for it anyway. Yeah, you know, we all know it. We all know it. It doesn't matter who it is.
Well, then shame on Browns fans.
No, but Jeff, this isn't about Browns fans. This is about football fans. And when your starting quarterback isn't playing well, and I'm not, you know what? Let me backtrack. Let's just say Deshaun had a bad start and didn't look like he was ready to play. You know, fans would have been going crazy for Flacco, just like they're going to. For Winston, if Deshaun doesn't look good out of the gate, we said, you know, he didn't play in the preseason, doesn't look like he's going to play on Saturday night. If things don't look peachy in that first half against Dallas, people are going to be calling for Jameis. This is not about the last name Flacco. This is not about the last name Winston. This is about being the unknown. Because I remember a completely packed stadium going ballistically crazy for Dorian Thompson-Robinson last year in the game against the Ravens, where we all had high hopes based on what was going on in the preseason for him. And what happens is, and we all know it, you know, other than being the seventh or eighth guy or ninth guy on the roster on an NBA roster, the best job in sports is the backup quarterback, because the unknown there makes people think, why can't we see the other person come in the game? So if Deshaun doesn't have a great start, people are going to be calling for Jameis. It's just, it's the way it is. It doesn't matter if it's Bernie Kosar, if it's Brian Sipe, if it's, you know, I don't know, whoever. It doesn't matter. The backup quarterback will always be popular because it's unknown. Kyle is in Hinkley. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Baskin, Phelps. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good.
So I'll just run a couple things by you. I'm curious to get your thoughts and some of the listeners' thoughts. I love Cleveland fans to death, but the thing that I just have a pet peeve more than anything about is them latching on to every single thing. I'm sure I've done it myself in the past, but it's the preseason. If the Browns are going to be good, they're going to be good. If they're going to suck, they're going to suck. And we know it depends on Deshaun. Just let them play the freaking games. I mean, when we look at it, taking the last, what, 4 or 5 years now with Stefanski, that's the most important guy. If you look at the QB situation Stefanski's had over the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm not even the biggest Stefanski guy, but if you look at his QB situation across the NFL, I'd be willing to bet there's not five coaches that would have a better record than Stefanski over that period of time. And another question to ask the fans is, do you really think you're winning the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco? And that's the goal here. Like, I love the time with Joe Flacco to death. That Jets game, one of the funnest games of my life.
Kyle, he was terrific here.
Oh, he was unbelievable. But if you can say with a straight face that he was going to win you the Super Bowl, you know you're lying to yourself. And that's the end goal here. I'm 28 years old. I want to see a Super Bowl. I love playoff football. But at the end of the day, Deshaun's ceiling's higher. Jameis's ceiling's probably higher. Just let him go out. Let him play the games. Let's see how the boys play.
Kyle, I do think one point there, though, he brought Browns fans closer than we've seen in a long time. I'm not saying he was going to win the Super Bowl for the Browns.
Absolutely.
But we got that taste of what success felt like towards the end of the season. And that was thrilling.
With that being said, though, you could say the same thing about Baker getting them further, beating the Steelers. And I'll admit, I love Baker when he was here. I'm not a Baker bro saying, oh, my God, we should have kept the guy. But you could say the same exact thing about
Baker, and we
ran that guy out of town.
I don't disagree with anything you just said, Kyle. I think you're 100% right. Thank you, Kyle.
Let's throw out the playoff game, okay?
Which one?
The one that the Browns lost to Houston. Let's throw out the playoff game.
Sure.
Flacco's record as a starter here, and Joe is terrific. I mean, don't get me wrong. He was terrific. He was 4-1. Same as Deshaun Watson was in the games he started.
At a lot less cost.
Well, but I'm just saying, Andy, Deshaun's their quarterback. He did a nice job here. Flacco's competent. He did a nice job here. And the Browns decided to bring in Jameis Winston instead of Flacco. End of story.
Cam is in Cleveland. Hi, Cam. How are you?
I'm all right, fellas. Before I get to my facts, I want to say if the Browns fans get behind Deshaun Watson like they got behind Joe Flacco, we'd be a much better organization, team, and everything. But I just want
to. You know what that's going to take? 1-0 against Dallas, and they'll be right back where you want them to.
Exactamundo.
That's all you need.
But to get there first, going into the season, from what I've watched from the preseason or whatever, we ain't got no run game. We can't stop the run. And our whole offensive line is dismantled. So for us to even beat Dallas in that first game would be a miracle to me, because everything is pointing towards bad. But you want to stay positive, but the facts are the facts.
I mean, do you feel like we've actually seen our offense? Do you feel like we've seen our defense? I don't think we've seen anything in the preseason. I want to see them as a whole. It'd be nice to have Denzel out there to understand.
They haven't played the starting offensive line.
No,
Dalvin hasn't played. You can't draw any judgments about the Browns' running game, and you can't make any judgments about their defense because they're just putting guys out there, and it's as vanilla as you can possibly have. So let's just all gear down on they're not doing this, they're not doing that, and let's wait for a game that matters.
Okay, so I'll be calling back after that game.
That would be swell, Cam. We can't wait to hear from you.
Cam, you are 1,000% right.
Can't wait to hear from you.
I have no problem saying that. Thanks, Cam.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a great day.
You too, man. Have a good one. Man, people are
preseason football doesn't matter.
Fired up. Drake, are you fired up?
Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm fired up because the game hasn't been played yet.
Thank you, Drake.
This guy went 3 weeks straight throwing the football. He can't rest a day. If he rests a day, now he ain't eating garbage. Like, I don't understand. We want a winner. You want this guy to win for you, but you tear him down every chance you get. How is that possible? What's going on? Football is football. We've been watching this for years. Can you give him a chance to get on the field? No, they won't even give him a chance to do that. They'll talk about him before the season even starts. So he's dead already in the season that even started. That's crazy.
Thank you, Drake.
Calm down.
Drake, he hasn't played in games that we want to see them eliminate. Think about that. Everybody's fired up because he might not play in games that we don't want them to play anyway.
I think it's a big season. I think we're in for a treat if we just be patient and enjoy what we see. Stop always trying to make it into something else. The coach told you he held him out. That's it. He's thrown for 3 weeks straight off an injury. Don't he deserve a couple of days of rest? What are we doing? This is the team we saying we love, but we tear them down every chance we get.
Oh,
just
Drake.
Tired of that. Thank you for taking my call.
Drake.
Making too much sense.
You feel better? I just want to make sure you feel better.
Yeah, I love this team. Like I want to see this season because I think it's going to be a big season. I wonder why everybody else is not optimistic.
A lot of anger there, Drake. Thank you. Appreciate it. I just want to make sure he feels good. Like, I feel like that's our responsibility. Let's give people the opportunity to tell us how they feel. And then when they get off the phone, like, all right, I feel better. I've said my piece.
I have a headache.
Do we get morphine for this then?
Wow.
We should get morphine.
Why would you choose something that's illegal when there's legal substances out there now? Recreational.
Because I don't want to fill the room with smoke.
Oh,
thank you,
Dan. Being considerate to all of you.
Henry's in Strongsville. Hello, Henry.
Happy Hank.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hi,
good.
Henry.
I agree with you guys on a couple of things. I think the overreaction is caused by the fact that this guy has done nothing his entire career here. You know, he's just either been hurt or suspension, so he doesn't have a track record of showing something. So when you hear something, it just builds on that. But the question I was going to ask Jeff, because you made the comment, and I'm not clamoring for Flacco, but I did think it's odd that you would think they chose him, Winston, over Flacco because of talent.
Now, I didn't say that. I said they chose him over Flacco, correct?
Okay. Well, I thought you chose him because it was a better fit.
But they obviously like him better, or they would have signed Flacco.
Well, that was my concern. I don't think it has anything to do with fans. I think the reason they didn't sign him was because they're afraid if Watson stumbles, what do you think what would happen inside that locker room? Do you not think there would be discussions amongst the defense? We've all played. We know this would happen. do you not think Cooper and Njoku would be on the side going, man, I have career years with this guy. I can't get the ball. If it went sideways is what I'm saying. That would be a bigger concern because, really, are you going to sit there? Do you think there's someone in that locker room going to clamor for Winston over Watson? No. But if Flacco, with what he did, that would have been a problem.
Henry, it's an interesting perspective. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, we'll roll on. We'll talk about a little of this more. Jason Trusnik is going to join us at 11:40. 11:40 for Jason Trusnik. Got to push him back a little bit, too. And I don't know if you know this or not, but certain height stars doing a little bit more movies. Talk about that when we come back. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Does anyone think Deshaun's playing? I don't think Deshaun's playing. You've completely convinced me that he's out.
All you had to do is listen earlier in the week.
Because
no.
All-knowing, all-powerful Jeff Phelps, when he speaks, people listen. He's the E.F. Hutton of this generation. Congratulations, E.F.
We don't know that he's not playing yet.
Jeff, do you think he's playing?
No.
Okay. Did I say he's 100% not playing?
No.
I said I don't think he's playing.
Yeah, I would think he's not playing.
All right. So this is where we sit. I know a lot of people want to talk about it. They want to talk about, you know, what the expectation is for him this season, where we are with this soreness that he has. Is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? Is the media making too big of a deal out of it? I guess by the fact that I'm even saying it, maybe some people will believe that that is true, that the media is making too much of it. If he's ready for Dallas, that's all I care about. Really, let's be honest. And we can sit here and argue about, you know, backup quarterbacks and sitting here and saying that, you know, oh, let's trade. Let's go get Joe Flacco back. That's not happening. That's not happening. What happens first? Joe Flacco comes back as quarterback or Trevor Bauer joins the rotation for the Guardians? What do you think? Where's the money?
Wow.
Where's the money? Bauer or Flacco?
Really?
What, really? I went there? Yeah, it's true.
I'd sign Manny Ramirez before either.
I mean, it's probably on
Manny can still
Flacco
hit.
Because he might be brought back for the Ring of Honor if the fans have anything to do with it.
My God, those were the best six games I've ever seen.
Joe Flacco is a true Cleveland hero. I know he wore purple.
It's one of
we
us,
all
man.
Hated him for 13 years, but damn it, he came here and won.
You guys are bitter, man.
He's just awesome.
He bought me a soda.
His brother and his dad kept him sharp. We should have signed his dad. He could have played wide receiver.
His brother would have made a hell of a tight end.
No, boys. That guy retired this week. His name was Cole McCloy.
All right, that was well played.
Josh is in Ravenna. Josh, what's up, man? Get me out of this, will you, please?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
I'm hanging in. I got to hang out with these guys.
I was listening to your angry caller earlier. He made me sound really angry, but I was also listening to the other guy when he said it really comes down to coaching, Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski, man. I wasn't a believer up until last year. And if you look at his resume and what he's done, man, he's took these teams and just he's done nothing but win. And, you know, no matter who's at quarterback, whether it be Jamison or Deshaun, if that offensive line is blocking, you could put Ryan Leaf back there and he'd throw for 30 touchdowns in a season because that line is something else, man, and when healthy. You know, so I think it just boils down to being healthy. And consistent play out of the quarterback. You know, we got that from Flacco last year. And who's to say we can't get that from Winston or Watson? I'm not like a really hardcore Watson fan. I think, yeah, it's too much money. But you know what? It's not my wallet. I don't care. Jimmy Haslam's wallet. D. Haslam's wallet. So if they win, that's what I want to do. I just want to win, baby. That's all.
Josh, I agree completely about the money thing. The only issue with that is, you know, it might hamper the Browns down the road, and giving up the first round picks was tough. But they decided that this was going to be their guy, and we will see. I mean, truly, Andy, we don't have any idea based on his first 2 years here. So that's why I say he's got to do it this year, or I'm moving on.
I think so too. I think there's a clock on this thing. So Abner is on West Boulevard. Hi, Abner.
Good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day in Cleveland, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Aren't they all, Abner?
Absolutely, I agree. The best city in the world. But, gentlemen, I got a couple things I want to talk to you about. Denzel Ward, he got, I think, his fifth or sixth concussion. And I'm seeing reports, guys, that he's considering retiring. Now, I don't know how true that is or not, but I don't blame him because, you know, get a hand on CT, developing CT before it, you know, goes crazy, because you know how that is. And if it's true that he's going to retire or he's considering it, that's going to affect our defense in a big way, because he's a great corner. And now I have one more question. If you know everything you know about Watson and Baker Mayfield right now, would you go back and still do the Deshaun Watson trade, knowing Baker had a great season and he's not an ego head no more, and he changed how he is?
Oh, that all went away.
All right, gentlemen. Goodbye. Take care.
Thank you, Abner.
I would like to start a GoFundMe for the dispensary down the street.
Sing it, Dano.
I think we're all going to need to cope for a lot of this season. I think all three of us.
No, at which point?
Boom, boom, boom. I think we all need it. Jesus, boom, talk over the line. Sitting
downtown in a railway station. One talk over the line. Just a great song.
Lawrence Welk was on the other day. I got to be honest with you. I hated it when I was a kid. I felt like it was torture because my grandparents would watch it. And I'd sit in the room, and that's all I could think about were these guys singing this. They sang it on...
Oh, yeah, they sang it on Lawrence Welk.
The song?
Because they didn't understand what it was.
Uh-huh, because, you know, one talk over the line, sweet Jesus.
They thought it was a religious song.
Yeah, he referred to it as a modern hymnal. It is.
For those who like to imbibe.
For helping all of us really get past the darker times in our lives where I have people calling for Joe Flacco and Baker Mayfield. I'm really excited when we get the Tim Couch calls.
Baker did a nice job last year in Tampa.
Is Vinny Testaverde available? Let's get those calls too.
Baker did a nice job most of his time here in Cleveland.
Bernie's probably got 5 or 6 plays in him. Why the hell not?
Deshaun Watson in Houston was a better quarterback than Baker has been in his career.
Let's see what Baker does this year. I think it's going to be an interesting season for Baker.
He did a nice job in Tampa. They were 9-8 and they went to the playoffs. He did a nice job.
There is a story floating around on Yahoo Sports, which originally started on Browns Wire, that contemplates whether Denzel Ward's concussion history should have him thinking about retirement. Every concussion is different. Denzel, in this situation, I think has to do what's best for him, if that's what the situation is. We've seen a lot of guys that we watched growing up that have had major problems, and we know about the CTE stuff. So, Denzel's got to make the decision what's best for him. And I think that would come into play for anybody who gets a concussion in the NFL. It's not just Denzel, it's any concussion that any player gets in the NFL. It's like getting hit by a car, you know? So, Denzel's got to figure that out for himself. And, I have heard that story floating around for the last couple of days too, but I've heard it every time. I've heard it a couple times before when Denzel's had other concussions, but I've also heard it on other players too, that like at some point some of these guys will look around and go, "What is the money worth it if I'm not here when I'm, you know, when I'm 35 or when I'm 40 or when I'm..." No one knows how long your clock is, but if you can limit it by not getting concussions, by taking yourself out of a workplace that has concussions, I get it and I understand it. So I do think it's a conversation that's going to be, it's not just Denzel, it's every NFL player that gets a concussion or has a major injury. I mean, easy for Nick Chubb to say, right? After we all saw the injury that happened last year. If Nick Chubb decided to retire after last year, would any of us be shocked? I wouldn't be. I'd be like, thank you for everything you've done for this franchise and the organization, and the fans love you and no matter what. But, Nick wants to come back and wants to keep trying, and, man, I'll be right there rooting for him if he can ever step on the field again. And, there's talk, even Mary Kay this morning, I was listening to the morning show. Same thing she said to us the other day, that maybe there's a possibility he plays in one of the first 4 games of the season. You got to weigh that out, though, against having the roster spot taken. How much do you think you can expect out of him? And is it, if you think he's going to be back for 1 out of 4, is it really worth it? Wouldn't it be worth waiting till the 5th game? Or you could even look at an even bigger picture than that and say, well, what if he's going to be out for 6 or 7? Is it worth 1 to bring him back in that second group of 4? For guys that are on the PUP, is it 1, 2? So bring him back the 5th game, bring him back the 9th game, bring him back the 1st game. Who knows what's going to happen with Nick? But, the fact that he's even, even at practice, after we watched him get hurt last year, it's all bonus, man. It's all bonus. I hope he gets back on the field because you can see how hard he works.
He will. He obviously wants to. Andy, I would have completely understood had he said – you know, I'm just going to heal this thing up and go on with my life.
And try to be able to walk when I'm older.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, without having a knee replaced. He's still probably going to have to get a knee replaced. But he wants to play football again, so good for him.
Now, good for us if he can get back out there.
Absolutely,
and be,
man.
If he could even be at,
he's one of my favorite Browns of all time.
85% of where he was,
love
right?
Love the way he approaches the game. Love the fact that he just plays the game, and we don't hear a whole lot about him or from him. I love it.
Jason Trusnik's going to join us here in about 10 minutes, the former Browns. Linebacker, although he spent time with other teams too. What do you got?
Interesting trade that just came down, according to Albert Breer. Sources, the Commanders are trading wide receiver Jahan Dotson and a 2025 fifth-round pick to the Eagles for a 2025 third-round pick and two 2025 seventh-round picks. He had 84 catches and 1,041 yards and 11 touchdowns in 2 years with the train wreck Washington Commanders team under Dan Snyder and all that, and they're deciding to move on from him.
Wow.
That's and an interesting
up,
move.
So they're going to put him with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith?
Mm-hmm.
That's serious right there, man, because I think Dotson's pretty good. Wow.
And they picked up Cade York for a seventh-rounder today, right, Washington?
Well, yeah, that's...
Yeah, so that's where... It all starts with a kicker, if you ask me.
Everything starts with the kicker.
Or no, a fullback or tight end.
Or a long snapper. Yeah, no, I haven't heard anybody talking about... Did you guys think Rex looked good last week? Rex Unihara? The backup long snapper filled in for Charlie.
Yeah, sure.
We didn't break that. You guys didn't break that down while I was gone Rex yesterday.
Rex is a local guy. Good for him.
Well, I can't believe you guys didn't break that down. Very disappointed in both of you.
Well, you were here the first 2 days of the week. If you wanted to do it, it was all
to
yours.
I tried to tell you guys that this is something we need to talk about.
Man's got to know his expertise and limitations.
Good for Rex.
Let me tell you, I'm not there. Just not there, and I don't want to get over my skis.
All right, I'll make sure. Just want to make sure you guys are all on the same page. I've got a minute here. What do you guys think of this? And I just want to spend a minute talking about this. Again, Jason Trusnik's going to join us here in a little bit. Travis Kelce and Happy Gilmore, too. Boys, thoughts, reaction. I think he has a chance for an Academy Award, if you ask me. I don't care what he does.
All I know is that guy, if he wants to, is going to go into acting when he's done. If he wants to.
Well, and then there's another. He's supposed to be in another movie,
too. I hope Lee Trevino's available. He's 84. He's still alive.
Is it a bad move that they're making this movie in the first place?
No. I'm anxious to see it. It's a Netflix movie, right?
Yeah, so he's got a deal.
So it's not going to be in theaters.
They might put it in theaters. They'll put some of those Netflix movies in.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
he's got a deal with Netflix. I think he had signed like a multi-year or multi-movie pack. That's why he's got like all these. He's got a bunch of little movies that have popped up on Netflix.
Adam Sandler.
He did the what was the Halloween one? Hubie Halloween or something like that?
You would have a better footing than I would.
Hubie Halloween, yeah.
I think it's awesome. I think he's going to be outstanding in it. This thing is going to be so nostalgia-filled, it's going to be out of control.
Hopefully. Sandler said that they've really, really worked on it and worked on the script and rewrite. He said, because we don't want to let people down. That made me feel reassured because the last thing we want is Caddyshack 2.
That happened.
Jackie Mason wasn't horrible in that movie.
I said hello to Jackie Mason once.
And what did he say to you?
There we go.
Ding!
There it is.
Yeah, we were walking out of a hotel in Los Angeles, and here comes Jackie Mason walking in. And he goes, hello, boys. How you doing?
Did you say hello back?
Yes, of course I did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I just want to make sure.
I think I said hello first.
Oh, well, there you go.
And he responded as opposed to Jack Nicholson.
He didn't even grovel at you? Didn't even give you a look?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Poobah has entered the room.
Poobah, we're right up against the break here. So what do you got?
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you guys on making the X machine once again.
Oh, what did we do?
Well, no, I have seen you guys show restraint before, but the restraint you showed in trying to tell that poor caller who wants the Browns to trade a first-round draft pick for Joe Flacco.
Oh, multiple.
I mean, multiple draft picks. We've had some strange ideas. The look on your guys' faces and Jeff, the determination of trying to get that guy back down to earth was tremendous. So I just wanted alert everyone if you want to see a very funny video of what it's like behind the scenes when these guys don't agree with a caller and have to hold back, look at it. It's pretty funny.
All right. Did it make Facebook too? I'm just curious.
I hope not yet.
We can get it on your Friendster page though if you want.
No, I don't know. Somebody's...
Now you have to go to break.
All right, I'm going to go to
break.
Even though
there's plenty of content coming, right?
Facebook doesn't like
us.
I just want you to know that.
We like you anyway.
I know, I'm just saying.
We can get it hot on the Tic Tac for you. Get it up there on the Tic Tac. Could dance with the kids.
I like it on the Tic Tac.
Yeah, our breath will smell good going into the next one. Jason Trusnik, Baskin and Phelps next.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Poobah has left the room.
Excited to bring on our next guest. Not only thrilled us on Friday nights when he was playing at Nordonia High School, but also was a standout in college at Ohio Northern. Spent time with the Jets, the Dolphins, the Panthers, the Vikings, the Saints, and of course the Browns. And we rooted him on at the stadium as one of our own. And now we watch him as he turns to be a high school football coach at Strongsville. We're bringing in Jason Trusnik on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jason, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Good to see you at camp. You have a few more snaps in you if you need to get out there and maybe sneak on a high school jersey. Nobody will notice. I actually think you could probably jump on with the Browns and nobody would notice real quick.
I'm trying to jump on the Browns. I'm hoping Bubba picks me up for a few snaps.
I think you'd be good. Although, what do you think of the new dynamic kickoff? That would kind of change things a little.
It does change the game. Dynamic, not. I think it's almost like it just changes the play. It's not so much of a kickoff anymore. It's almost falls under the scheme of more of a punt return type thing. But, we'll see what happens as the season prolongs.
Do you think that's going to trickle down back to college and high school?
I think eventually, I think the NFL is kind of the leading factor on a lot of things. I think eventually it may. And I think it's going to take a couple of years, and in my opinion, just to wait to see, hey, is this really a changing effect to the game or not, or injuries and all that kind of stuff. And then if it does, then I think it has the impact on the next two levels. As a special teams guy, I hate to always see these types of changes, but we'll see what happens.
Did it need changed, Jason?
Personal opinion? No. I've been part of it for 10 years, and you're going to have injuries in all part of the games and high flying speeds. You're dealing with some of the top athletes in the world as far as football goes. And, you're going to have some high speed stuff go on, but I think that's part of the fun of the game, to be around some of the great returners, as Josh Cribbs and Leon Washington and some of these dudes that return the ball. I just hope it doesn't change it too much to just eliminate these special teams.
Jason, what do you think of the preseason in general? Because, there's all this talk about eliminating it, but when you're a bubble player, and you could totally understand this, this is your opportunity to make a team, and you get to do it under the spotlight of being on television, no matter whether the score matters or not. What do you think the future is for these preseason games, and what does it mean for those players who are on the bubble?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think as far as the games, I think it's maybe you don't need four, you know, because the coaches are watching, you know, now you have joint practices and scrimmages and things like that. So the coaches are definitely getting a lot of film on everything's being watched, what type of player you are, the type of player you're in practice on the film. So I think it's definitely necessary a little bit to have, you know, even if you have one or two, maybe not four. But for the bubble players, I do. Like being one of those guys, you know, when the spotlight comes on and, you know, for myself to play in a big stadium, you've never done that before. Like, what's going to happen? Like, when the lights come on, do you kind of shy away? Are you able to play and at that high level to be, you know, on the main roster? So I think it is important for that level. Most guys now don't play too many starters. It's just about being ready game one, because as the season changes, that game is definitely elevated from preseason to week one.
Jason, when you played for the Browns, you had five different starting quarterbacks in 2 years. Brady Quinn, Derek Anderson, Colt McCoy, Jake Delhomme, Seneca Wallace. It was not good. That was quarterback uncertainty. You kind of have quarterback uncertainty here because your quarterback hasn't been on the field much in 2 years. What does that do for a football team?
Well, it sometimes definitely makes it tough, but I also understand, and I guess I hope everyone else does, look, at some point we're all, you know, it's a business. You're playing for your jobs, you're playing for playoffs, you're playing for contracts and all this. You hope that everybody handles their own business as they need to, and I think that's the same going into effects for the quarterback, right? He's one of 22 starters on the field, and yeah, whether you've been the starter, whether you're rotating back, whatever it is, I think the team is fine, and I think they know who the starter is, and it's just a matter about performance now.
All right, Jason, we always talk about the noise, let's face it, sometimes we're part of the noise on the outside. So, like, even today's big story about Deshaun Watson having, you know, sore arm, maybe shoulder issues going on right there, and all of a sudden fans are like, "Whoa, why'd we get rid of Flacco, and is he ever going to play?" And it's like, what's it, we're out here and we're outside, we're in the fire outside with all the noise. What's going on for the players that are there when they're hearing, you know, is it actual reality when you're in that locker room and all of a sudden you're hearing this, well, our starting quarterback's not going to play this week against Seattle in a game that doesn't mean anything for him, but it does mean stuff for you. So blocking out the noise, I guess, is more the question. And what is it really like when you hear all that noise on the outside?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's one of those things. I mean, you go back to, like, I'm coaching now in high school. Look, at the end of the day, college, high school, NFL, we all have soreness. We're all part of pain and this and that, you know, whatever the injury report stuff comes out. I think we're all dealing, and I say we all, I mean, these players in the NFL, they're all dealing with something. Some, just because it's week one doesn't mean there's little nagging things and all that kind of stuff going on. So I think at the end of the day, like, kind of take some of that with a grain of salt and just say, like, what's really going to happen? We'll see when Sunday comes, because, you know, like I said, some of that has to be put out there and be done. So you never know what the rhyme, reason, and what's behind it. So I think from a team aspect, like, everyone's got to be ready. And, you know, whether you're facing him or not, you know, you got to prepare for everything. So I kind of, like I said, just take it with a kind of little grain of salt, say, hey, what's really going on, what's not. I sometimes don't look too far into that. But as you know, as we have to as fans and as media and all that kind of stuff, it's, you know, you got a big-time quarterback making a lot of money. You want to make sure he's out there doing his thing and playing at a high level.
Strongsville High School football coach Jason Trusnik, former Brown, former Dolphin, Viking, Saint, Jet, joining us right now. Jason, how did you go from playing Division III college football to the NFL? Congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment. How does that happen?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it's kind of something I'm passing on to, you know, my players now. I pass on to my own kids. Is, look, sometimes it's not always about, you know, how fast you are and how big you are and all that kind of stuff. It's about a little bit, I call it the dog inside of you. And I think that's something that, you know, being raised by my dad, I always kind of had that is, look, it didn't matter how big or fast you were. I wanted it more. And I think coming from the D3 level, I just always try to play at a high level that, hey, you never know when your last play is. I did go through a couple of injuries, and you realize, like,
look, it's a privilege to play football, whether that's the opportunity that you get or whether that's the injury that you may take at some point in your career, no matter what level. So I kind of always this little chip on the shoulder. And, you know, as I got to the NFL and stuff, I mean, there was plenty of Division I linebackers trying to take my job. But I don't know. I just think I wanted a little bit more sometimes.
It added pressure when you were playing for the Browns? Like, was it easier to play in Miami than it was in Cleveland? Because, I mean, I'm sure it was probably a dream to play for the Browns, but there's pressure. Like, I look at Denzel or you look at anybody from Northeast Ohio that ends up playing for the Browns. Like, what was that like? It's not every day that you see – like, I remember driving by a sign on 82 when you were playing for the Browns, and it was just like, go Jason, and you know, all the folks that lived in Macedonia and Ordonia that were – like, it's not every day that you see a sign for a guy that's a standout on special teams and you know, trying to work their way out on the field as linebacker. What kind of pressure was that like?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely, I mean, I'll tell you what, the job itself creates a lot of pressure just playing at that high level, right? Like, to me, as you go on, like, that's me trying to provide for my family. And right. I think that pressure alone, but then you go back into the game itself and, you know, I love playing in Cleveland. I really did. I'm glad I got that opportunity to play. I mean, I'm still a Browns fan. I still go to games. My kids are still Browns fans. I would never take the, you know, sport of football, and that's where they want to root for. Because it did so much for me, and playing in Cleveland, I mean, the fans are great. Are they – can we be rowdy? Can we be obnoxious? I mean, then I guess you wouldn't be called the dog pound, and you would be called a Browns fan if you weren't, right? So I love playing in the city that I grew up in. It was definitely an honor and a privilege to be here. You know, then Miami, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I think it's all has its different goods and bads, but I definitely enjoyed my time being here. I have a huge family, and now being back here, I'm able to, you know, as I saw you guys on training camp, being able to be back here and be part of what I once was and now bring to my kids, I think is awesome.
So how's this high school coaching thing going?
It's going great. We'll find out tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I'd be lying to you if I... You know, standing in the tunnel as a player and having those nerves and going out, if I didn't have that same feeling already tonight and going into tomorrow, I would be lying to you. But I definitely, you know, the nerves kick in, and, you know, just as I want to perform as a player, I now want to perform as a coach because, you know, as I tell these kids, like, they're a product of me, right? And it's the way they play, the way we win, the way we handle ourselves is a product of the way I'm trying to drive the driving force here in Strongsville and create a new era and create a new position around the Cleveland area.
Do kids get it? Do they know how tough you were out on the field, or are they just kind of, it's coach?
I hope they get it. I think they are. I think they're starting to buy in as I tell them. I mean, I'm a little bit crazy. I think you have to be to play special teams, and I hope I bring that. I say crazy in a good way. Like, man, I just love the game of play at such a high intensity and high level that, man, if we hit the field, if we do one thing, I hope to play at a fast, high physical level tomorrow. And that's something me and my coaches preach. Found fortunate enough tonight. I have a good friend of mine, Eric Cush, who also played 8 years in the NFL as an offensive lineman. And if you ask him the way he played, he's an offensive lineman. I wouldn't say as fast as I did, but still playing fast and physical, and that's something we preach from the offensive defensive side. So I look forward to seeing these young men take the field and hopefully bringing that attitude and bringing that same thing we're preaching right now.
Jace, I got 20 seconds to ask you a really tough question. Ready? Do you think NIL is coming to high school here in Ohio?
God, I hope not, but it'd be hard to say no.
It's hard not to look at the other states around us and go, uh-oh, it's coming.
I hope for the sake of the sport that if it does, it's controlled in the right way. I think if controlled in the right way, then why not? But I'd hate to see a 16-year-old sit with a lot of money and ruin what could be his life just by, for, you know, somebody throwing different stuff. But I understand where the sport's going. We all understand where sports in general are going these days. And we'll wait and see.
Jason, great job. Hopefully we can have you back on. Good luck. Avon Lake, right, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock?
Yes, sir. 7 o'clock at Pat Kattan Stadium in Strongsville, Ohio.
All right, if you win, you should quit right after because you'll have the highest winning percentage in Ohio history, just so you know.
Right.
And then I'll be back on here next Thursday to talk about it.
It's going to be great.
Jason, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jason. Trusnik, good luck.
Former Brown, now the head coach at Strongsville. He'll make his debut tomorrow against Avon Lake. Should be a good game. Man, they got a tough schedule, but should be a pretty good football team out there at Strongsville. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.